Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met Monday and heard updates on the wind farm construction project and the road maintenance program on sealed county roads. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. The county attorney presented a list of properties on the 2016 tax sale, scheduled February 23rd, 10 a.m., in the courtroom at the courthouse. The county attorney advised regulations regarding fine feeding facilities, stating county commissioners do not have authority to allow or deny permits. The facilities are regulated by state agencies. They were further advised Marshall and Nemahal counties have no established regulations against confined feeding facilities. Nemahal County Commissioners met Monday and heard specs on a proposed bridge replacement in the city of Centralia. Parking issues of the courthouse were addressed with plans to accommodate additional parking on the west side of the courthouse once jail construction is complete. Complete County Commissioners minutes on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Marysville USD 364 School Board met February 10th and approved two-year administrator contracts for Darren Shorter, Junior Senior High Principal, Doug Miniman, Assistant Junior Senior High Principal and Activities Director, Jason Wheeler, Elementary Principal, and Carolyn Green, Special Education Director. Salaries will remain the same at this time. Calendar was adopted with school to begin August 18, 2016, with final day for classes in 2017 on May 23rd, graduation on May 14th. River Valley Extension District will offer pest management meeting in Washington February 26th, discussing weed issues and crops and control strategies, crop insect pest developments and control. Program runs 10:30 until 1, February 26th at the First National Bank in Washington. Pre-registration due by February 23rd. Phone the River Valley Extension District office at 243-8185.
There are some tough choices in life, such as
Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Better Christmas present, socks or tie?
Deciding where to bank? Now that's easy. United Bank and Trust prides itself on its hometown customer service that is unmatched by any. And couple that with unbeatable products and cutting-edge free services, well, you have a bank that just can't be beat. All in all, it's a bank where you ask, they answer. You bank, they deliver. United Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, chicken strips, candied yams, California blend, tropical fruit. On Tuesday, pulled pork on a bun, broccoli and cauliflower salad, rosy applesauce, and a brownie. Check of a school and community calendar Monday. 7th and 8th grade boys basketball league tournament at Abilene gets underway. FFA work auction planned at 6:30 Monday evening.
Live, work, and play at the Bulldog Community in Marysville. They're now open and leasing, featuring one- and two-bedroom apartments and three-bedroom townhomes. Enjoy a non-smoking safe community featuring well-lit door-to-door parking, 24-hour maintenance, local management, private access, lawn care, snow removal, and washer and dryer hookups. In addition, our townhomes have attached garages with door openers and private patios. Call Metro Plains Management today at 562-2811 or visit our website at metroplainsmanagement.com and let us introduce you to your new home. Hurry, as we are filling fast.
You don't have to look far to find one of Southeast Nebraska's finest orthopedic specialists. Right here in Beatrice, Nebraska, Dr. Derek Weichel is ready to offer you the latest in orthopedic care and the best in one-on-one attention. If you are looking for an orthopedic surgeon for your hip or knee replacement, rotator cuff repair, carpal tunnel surgery, or fracture management, give Dr. Weichel a call today at Beatrice Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, located inside Beatrice Community Hospital.
Incredible care. Incredibly close. Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center.
Have you or someone you know been hurt by domestic violence or sexual assault? We may be able to help. We are Relationships Can, a ministry of Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. We help strengthen families in 11 counties to help create safe, healthy relationships. Our services are free and confidential. Find out more about Relationships Can at 913-621-1504.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting fairly quiet weather conditions across the area for today, as high pressure dominates our weather. Those high temperatures continued mild, pushing up into the lower part of the 50s by this afternoon. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy skies. And as a disturbance works in from the west, we'll have a slight chance for some rain showers developing late, those lows in the lower part of the 30s. But for your Tuesday, any lingering showers ending early in the day, approaching 50, and a good deal of sunshine returning by the middle part of the work week. Taking a closer look at your forecast. For today, some fog possible early on. Otherwise, we'll see some partial sunshine developing with high temperatures reaching the lower 50s. Then for tonight, cloudy skies, a slight chance for some showers developing late in 33. Any lingering showers ending early on your Tuesday morning, otherwise holding on to cloud cover, those highs near 50. I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
As the winter days drudge on, Rust Eaters at Seneca Furniture has the cure for cabin fever. Specials throughout the store, deals in every department, sales to take your winter blues away. Find over 90 recliners, lots of sofas and reclining sofas, selections to please everyone. Seneca Furniture with deals at three locations, 26 North 4th Street, 515 Main, and 408 Main in Seneca. It's a cabin fever sale at Seneca Furniture. On now.
The tough new 2016 Chevy Silverado pickups are awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including 1500 model four-wheel drive and crew cab and double cab models, 2500 model four-wheel drive and a crew cab, priced at $45,539. Yours at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Speed and accuracy are keys for the Wildcats. Speed and accuracy are also key to getting your sprayer filled and back to the field. The Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender System from Surefire Ag meters, mixes, and loads a 1,000-gallon four-chemical spray batch in just under 8 minutes. Less time loading means you cover more acres during optimal conditions. Speed is key, but nothing if you're not accurate. Quick Draw utilizes micro-motion mass meter technology, accurate to less than 0.5%. Quick Draw Automated Sprayer Tender from Surefire Ag.
News that affects profitability and decisions made on your farm or ranch happens around the clock and around the world. You don't have to wait until an appointed news time to get the big story. AgView.net is a site committed to bringing you the news important to you. Compared with other sites that give you every story they can find and leave you to sort it out, AgView.net has people with real-world agriculture experience that separates the wheat from the chaff to give you the stories and interviews that matter most to you. AgView.net.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cattle and feed report came out late Friday afternoon. It showed cattle and calves on feed in the U.S. in those feedlots, 10.7 million head. That's the inventory a little bit below what we saw a year ago. Placements, 1.78 million head. That's 1% below 2015. Marketings of fed cattle, 1.59 million, 2% below 2015. Those marketings, the lowest for a January report since the series began in 1996. In Nebraska, those feedlots saw 2.46 million cattle on feed. Placements, 490,000, down 3% from 2015. And marketings, 435,000 head, down 3% from a year ago. Kansas numbers saw up 2% in the on feed at 2.14 million cattle. Placements, 415,000 head, up 1% from 2015, and fed cattle marketings for January, 355,000 head. That is unchanged from last year. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the conflict between agriculture and petroleum interests over the renewable fuel standard shows no signs of slowing. He said you're going to have a constant litigation as oil and biofuel industry advocates have filed numerous lawsuits over the RFS volume targets issued by the EPA in November. Valero Energy, the third largest ethanol producer and largest U.S. petroleum refiner, is the latest to file suit against the EPA. In November, the EPA announced refiners must use 14.5 billion gallons of corn-based ethanol this year, below the 15 billion gallon mark set within the RFS. And the industry says that is above levels considered safe to use in engines, biofuel proponents so say that's below the target required by the law. Find more ag information online anytime, agview.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by agview.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's the latest ag news from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. An American Farm Bureau official says the president's decision to go to Cuba next month will draw more attention to the U.S. embargo that continues to thwart farm trade with Havana. The president will become the first sitting U.S. president to visit Cuba since Calvin Coolidge did in 1928. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson says the effort is about ending the now decades-old trade embargo.
I think the visit by the president to Cuba will draw more attention to the issue. It certainly elevates the whole issue of relations with Cuba. I think mostly it's on a political level, but draws attention also to the fact that the embargo continues, and it's something that we know really needs to be addressed if we're going to have full trade relations with Cuba.
However, it's still up to Congress, caught up in election year politics, to lift the embargo and enable U.S. banks to extend credit to Cuba to buy more U.S. agricultural exports versus cheaper goods from competitors. The president's pending trip has spilled into the presidential campaigns, with both Cuban-American senators vying for Republican nominee Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz criticizing the planned visit.
Well, given the politics around the our relations with Cuba over all these decades, it's hard to know what else can make an impact on the, on those politics. But certainly if it gets into the presidential campaign, if those candidates from Florida, how long that they will go with this. But that'll, again, drawing attention to the issue certainly raises its profile.
Bipartisan bills to end the embargo have gone nowhere in the face of opposition from Cuban-American lawmakers. The Treasury Department has lifted cash and advanced restrictions on agricultural sales to Cuba, and agricultural equipment, seeds, and food processing are now exempt from financing restrictions. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.